Okay, we're up to Siman Shin Pei Vav Seif Beis. On Peish Reish Nun Hei, comes after page 508. Now we'll try to go through some of these halachas very quickly because we'll see why. Yisraelim Shadarim V'Shloisha B'Kaimos Chalukim. This is similar halacha we're dealing with a mavoi, and we've dealt with the Rivichat Seres, the courtyards. In this example, let me just play the siman outside, and then we'll read it inside very quickly. We're dealing here with a very large mavoi, and in the mavoi there are multiple alleyways between different courtyards. And let's say, for argument's sake, we want to be able to carry in the center alleyway. There are multiple, that's a whole narrow. Not like, you know, the similar case that we're familiar with this from Sefta Erevin, where we have multiple courtyards which all open into a single alleyway. But let's make believe in the very abstract terms. You don't have to come up with an exact case. But let's make believe that you're in a community and there are multiple alleyways. And you want to be able to have some type of party, some type of gathering in the center alleyway. And the only one that is invited to attend to the center alleyway will be the people from courtyard on the extreme perimeters of the city. So let's say there are, 10 courtyards in this city. And the only one that's, and they're all numbered, let's say, from 1 to 10. And we want to have some type of meeting where we want to carry in the alleyway in the center of the city. And then, let's say there are 5 different alleyways in the city. And the only one that will come and be invited to come to this center alleyway is courtyard number 1 and courtyard number 10. So we have a brilliant idea. Everyone in courtyard number 1 has made among themselves their Rivichat Seros. Everyone in courtyard number 10 has made among themselves their own Rivichat Seros. Now we want to be able to carry in the alleyway. So we learned, we know this from Masechta Erevin, we learned this from learning all these halachos so many times, is that if you want to go from the courtyard to the alleyway, in addition to the Rivichat Seros, you also need the Shitufei Mivos. You have to go to the next step, and everyone in the courtyards have to join together by contributing bread, or really wine, as we learned before and we'll learn again soon. But now, in this instance, the only ones that want to join together are 1 and 10, and we want to ignore 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They are not invited. So can, before Shabbos begins, we take some bread from courtyard number 1 and some bread from courtyard number 10 and put them together in one basket and put the basket somewhere in a place that's guarded in the center alleyway of the city, and then on Shabbos those two will be able to carry, not only will they be able to carry from their home, they'll carry from their homes into the center alleyway. Or even if they won't carry from their homes, they'll be able to carry among themselves in the center alleyway, even if things which have been left there before Shabbos begins. And the answer is no, for one very simple reason, which we would probably take this for granted, but if you go through the halacha step by step, it's not obvious. And that is because in order to get from the beginning, from 1 to the center, you have to pass through 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You have to pass through the other courtyards, or even if you do not need to pass through the courtyards, you have to pass through other alleyways. And those other alleyways are occupied by people, there are people from other courtyards which have rights in those alleyways, which have not contributed to this Shitufei Mivos. So the basic yesod is in order for the Shituf to work, you cannot walk through, you cannot have a need to pass through a reshus, an area where there are other people there that did not contribute towards the shituf. We may be inclined to think that the laws of shituf are not as strict as the laws of eruv. When it comes to the eruv v'chatzeros, you have a courtyard, there are 5 residents in the courtyard, every single one of those 5 residents contributes towards the eruv. Now we all can carry in that particular courtyard. But now when we're dealing with going to the next level, we're going to the alleyway. So the alleyway we know is much more lenient, and the proof we learned yesterday was that the alleyway does not require 4 halachic walls. It's sufficient to have 3 walls, and the 4th wall just requires a heker of a lechi or a kaira, because the alleyway is a place that is less public, it's more, less private, it's more public, so there are leniencies. So maybe one of the additional leniencies that we join together in this shitof, the joining together will work, even though you need to pass to get to this area, you need to pass to Rishuyos, different domains, which have not been included in the shitof. Halacha l'maisa, who will carry in the center alleyway? Just 1 and 10. We'll leave there, and 1 and 10 will leave there, we'll leave things there together, or whatever the case will be, we'll have to work out the exact details. But it's not so terrible, because it's just 1 and 10 that are going to carry, and even though we're passing through other areas, which there are people that have not joined, that's not going to be necessarily an end problem.
So literally you have to walk through there?
Yes, chatzers, yes. Well, not their chatzers, other alleyways. Not necessarily the chatzers, their alleyways. And being that you're walking through their alleyways, and the people who have access to these alleyways have not contributed towards the shituf, they will serve as a problem for the Erev. Let's see inside, become clear as we go inside. Base, Yisraelim, Shadarim, B'shloshim, Mekamos. The example over here he gives is in 3 Mekamos Chalukim. 3 different areas, separate areas, Chalukim. V'dal sos kolechan me'am Mekamos nu'un l'malayla. They live in their own gated community. 3 separate gated communities. Ad kedei kach, that the doors are locked up at night. V'dal sos kolechan me'am Mekamos nu'un l'malayla. And along comes the shamus, the gabai. He collects flour, meaning bread, from all 3 of these gated communities. Let's think of Brooklyn, like one big community, and you have 3 different sections, and each section has its own gated area. And along comes the shamus, and everyone within the gated area, there's one big eruv. Everyone there is allowed to carry among themselves, because among themselves they have made an eruv echatzeros. But now we want to go to the next step. We want to be able to combine 1, 2, and 3 in a shituf, so they all can come together to the town square, and they can carry there on Shabbos. V'ashamish goyve kemach mikulam. Eino moye Elohim lehishtatef shituf mavui. It's not going to help lehishtatef. Why? She shituf mavui tzorch sheimunach b'chotzer sheba mavui. It has to be put in the chotzer of the mavui. The elu shen nivdolim ze mi ze uchoykim ein shitufon echad. The ein mivoy ehem ke'echad. Since each one is separate, and to get from one to the other, from 1 to 2, from 2 to 3, or to get to an area that's shared by all 3, you have to walk through a place that's not part included in the shituf that serves as a chatzitza, so to speak, and it will prevent you from making the shituf. Let's see over here Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah clarifies a little bit of the details. Let's look at Tess. Mishnah Berurah, Sifka, and Tess, Bechotchim Mavoi. Right, Salama, what does this mean? But also, Mavoi, Shneshtafu Boy, Kadeshakolechon, Mechon, Yuchalahavi, Harib Etzloi, Vikan, Harei, Asudim, Lutaltal, Erev, Lahavi Etzloi. Each one, they're not allowed to carry the air from one to the other. In Cain, Ain, Shitufan, Kiachar, Ulfi, Zahodos, Machabin, Vidalso, Snulam, Laila. He goes on to that Slavdavka. Dafilik, Psuchim, Nami, Kavan, Shemafsik, Beinehem. Here's the key point. Since in between Area 1, Area 2, and Area number 3, even though each one is closed and gated, and it's even closed at night, you have to travel through an area, Shemafsik, Beinehem, Mokoim, Ha'asur, a place that is forbidden. She'ein yecholim lehaviu etzlo, because those areas have not joined in the shituf uchanal bivadai loymahane shitufan. You cannot join together to go from one to the other or to carry in any shared place, because you have to. It has to be a contiguous area. When you make a shituf, it is equal to the laws of eruvei chatzeres. Just like eruvei chatzeres, everyone, you're not going through an area that's out of the 4 walls. With regard to shituf, it's the same thing. You're not allowed. It's not going to work if you have to go into an area that's not part of the shituf. Even though I really finish up the Ramah. Even though the entire city may didn't have one big wall. In other words, it's not an issue of a rishus hayochit, because it could very well be that the entire city is enclosed with a wall. So if it's enclosed with the wall, it's definitely minat Torah Rishus Hayochit. The only issue you need is to make an Eruv Chatzeres and Shtuth Mavos. Eruv Chatzeres among yourself you have. But you want to be able to go carry from one large alleyway to another large alleyway, you need to make the Shituf. But the Shituf is not, there's going to be a hefsek between alleyway number one, alleyway number two of an area that's not included in the Shituf. That's a Chatzitza. And that prevents you from joining together and you're not allowed to mingle. All right, let's just go further. Let's see what Ramad Ramad says, Hagav, in every Mokam Echad, if you make it in one location, the others that did not join are not going to prohibit. I'll explain what this means in a moment. Now this means, let's take a dead end street today. Let's say Lu Yitzuyu, there would not be a problem of making an Erev on a dead end street. Okay, the classic case in Flatbush, putting aside any complex issues. Everyone on the block contributes towards the Erev. You have, let's say, 10 homes on a dead end street. Everyone joins together in Erev Chatzeros. Why is it good? It's open. It's true, you have four walls in Ochanami. There are four walls. You have the three, and you put up a Tzuras HaPesach. But this is the city. Anyone who wants is allowed to come down that dead-end street. Is that not correct? No limitation. If you want to, that's part of the city. It's a street. You want to go for a walk on Shabbos, you can go. No one's going to stop you. No one's the right to stop you. So why don't we say that since the entire city, can you imagine the whole New York City, the whole country for that matter, is allowed, if they want, to come to your dead-end street and take a look. What a nice block. What a nice tree. It's public street. So how is it that your Eruv Chatzeros, or for that matter, your Shituf Mevos on your dead-end street works? The whole New York City has not contributed towards the Eruv or the Shituf. The answer is, you're right. Even though they have access, but doesn't mean they have to come here. The only time they have to come here is if they have no other way of getting to the street. They don't have to come into your dead end street. They want to go to the store. They want to live their lives. There's no reason for the entire life they'll ever have to come to your corner, to your dead end street. Even though if they want, they could. They're allowed to, because they're taxpayers and they're part of the city, and that gives them the right to walk here. If they want to go for a stroll, fine. Just because you have rights does not mean you have to. You're going to ruin it for the other people of this dead end street by not joining and contributing towards the Eruv Chatzeros or the Shituf Mevos. So that's here what he's coming to explain in a much bigger picture. We have over here a city, and the city has a wall. If the city has a wall, the entire city is considered to be one large Rishus Hayachit. Happens that in the city there's one particular Mavui, middle of the city, there's a Mavui. And the Mavui is open, and everyone in the Mavui has joined together with both Eruv Chatzeres and Shituf Mevos, but the Mavui is open to the Rishus Rabbim. And anyone in the entire city, if they want, they can come into this, they can come here, they can walk in here. So maybe your Erev, your Shituf is not valid because there are other people that have not yet contributed and joined in the Erev and the Shituf. The answer is, it's true, they have a right to come here, but they don't have to come here. When they want to go from their home to the street, to shul, to the wherever they need to go, there's no need for them to come into your alleyway, into your mavui, and therefore that's not going to be a problem for the validity of your shitufei mevos. Gimel, kichol mishpatei Eruv Chatzeres, all the laws that apply to Eruv Chatzeres, v'shiur, and the amount of bread, you have to have two sudos for each person up until you get to 18 eggs. When you get to the shiur of 18, automatically that's enough for even an entire city. All of the rules apply. V'she'ishtoi me'arevis b'shvilo, the person does not, let's say the person's wife contributes on his behalf. V'she'ma'arvim shloi l'daitoi im ein habayis b'tzuach el l'chotzer achas, and if the balabayis, you can make the erev on, you can be a host you can make an zochim la adam shloy befan of, you can make the eruv on his behalf even if he does not know about it. We learned before that a child is, it was also can be a collector for the bread for the eruv. V'sheyachol echel lezakas lekula, one person can do it on behalf of everyone. V'sheim hayu shutafim ain't tzrichim la'ari, if they are partners, you don't need to make an eruv. Koch dine shituf, the same rules apply to the shituf when you go to the next level, when you want to combine multiple courtyards to combine them to be able to carry in the alleyway. All of the laws are identical. They are the same thing as eruv chatzer. Sagav afilu hayom shituf im shchena b'schora. Here is a leniency. Leze b'yayin leze b'shemen. Ein tzrichim l'shtate v'hu shiyeh b'chli echad, provided that it's put in one utensil. You don't have to do anything special. If you have a partnership, if one courtyard has a partnership with another courtyard, and the partnership is in food, in yayin, or in oil, and it's located in one utensil, that itself will automatically serve as the shitif, and you don't have to collect anything in addition. That is sufficient. Dalit, mishtafim b'chol minimachol, when it comes to shiv, you can use any type of food you want, afilu arba b'chamisha minimachol, mishtafim, even four or five different types of food can be joined together. L'mezoin shtei sudos, in order to come up, in order to produce the shear of two sudos for each courtyard. Hey, b'chol minimachol mishtafim, chutz mi gud gidonios, shehukshu lezer, it's some type of grain which has become very hard. In other words, it's not edible. It must be edible. Once a certain type of grain has become hard, you don't know exactly what it means. Good gedonios? I don't know what it means. It's some type of, it appears to be some type of a grain which is very, very hard. Then, if it's no longer edible, then it's not sufficient for the collection for the Eruv Chatzer. For tavlin, upaylu, what about spices and beans? Yiveshim, veloy, bale, veloy, chutz, and also you're not allowed to use spices and beans that are dry. V'loy ba'alei b'tzalim, you're not allowed to use, alei b'tzalim, leaves of onions. Shaloi godlu oirech zeres, which have not grown the length of a pinky. A zeres is the size of a pinky, small amount. These are not valid because they are not edible. V'loy b'chmehin upetiros, you're not allowed to use mushrooms. Mushrooms and the like may not be used for shitufe mevos because that's not called a significant machal. The Mishnah brings down that many disagree. There are many poskim hold that you can use. It goes near. It's not something which is called a real machal. Mishnah brings down that many disagree that you can use these things for the erev as well. V'loy bichafnios. You're not allowed to use kafnios. I'm not sure what that is. There's some perush of here. Shame. Kafnios. Says here on the side what it is. So what does it say in Chavdalid? Heim tamarim dates. Well, these are spoiled dates, bitter dates. Shlei bishkol sochem premature. V'loy b'chafnios, v'loy b'adashim, lentils, v'loy b'chitim, usarim, not with wheat and barley, v'loy b'yark, vegetables, shukul b'ashul, v'loy b'ashul, vegetables that are not fully ripe. V'loy b'mayim, levadam, you not only use water alone, v'loy b'melech, v'loy b'melech, v'loy salt, aval im, ervam, yachad, m'shtav b'chem, but if you mix salt water. Salt water can be used, very interesting, you can use salt water, mixture salt water can be used for the shitufe mevos. The yesh, some say, the dafka kishanostan l'sechem shemen, salt water is not valid unless you mix it with oil. Then it becomes significant. The yesh, shemarvim betavim, you can use spices. Vav, kodav shagil l'lafis by a sapat, anything which is used to accompanies bread can be used. Shi'uroi l'lafes boi pas hanecha l'shtei sudos. If you have enough of this food that it's used to accompany a meal of shtei sudos, that is sufficient. V'chol she'ein l'lafes misapas shi'uroi k'dei lechol nemenu shtei sudos. If something which is not used to accompany bread, then it itself must be the shear that you would eat for two meals. U'bosar chai, what about raw meat? Loi havei lifton, that's not something which you use to accompany bread. Therefore, you have to have enough of raw meat. Raw meat, you have to have enough for two meals. Aval, soli have a lifter, but roasted meat is something which accompanies bread, and then you only need to have enough which would accompany to, which is much much smaller share. Aval, soli have a lifton, vishiuro, the amount of roasted meat you need for the shiv mavos is lafes bo shtei sudos, enough to accompany two meals, which not the meal itself, but to accompany the bread that is served during two meals. Chaymetz, have a lifton, vinegar is lifton. and you just need enough vinegar that would use to accompany a meal of two meals. V'chein yayin, mevushel, cooked yayin. Avul yayin chai, raw wine, lo havi liftan, it's not a liftan, v'shi'uroi, shtei revios, regular, pure wine, the shear is a double revius. V'chein shear, shor mashkim, if you want to use other liquids for the shituf, you must have for each courtyard enough liquid, a double revius of liquid. So revius is somewhere between 3 to 5 ounces. So a double that amount for each courtyard. Zayin, mishtatfim shnei beitzim. Afiluchem, you can use 2 eggs, even raw eggs. B'shnei, we went to pomegranates. B'chamisha, a parasikin, you can use 5 peaches. Right, and a parasikin is a peach. Is that correct? I think that's b'litra yarak. Litter is a weight, is a measure. It's a certain measure of vegetables. Bein chayin, whether they're raw, bein mevushel, they're cooked. B'poilim lachem, raw beans. Kimlo hayod, the amount that you can fill up in your hand. B'tapucha yayar, meloy hakav, and wild apples. They grow in the forest. Meloy hakav, it's a sheer certain amount of apples. I'm not exactly sure the sheer. Whatever the sheer is, that's what you can use for the shita. For each courtyard, must contribute that amount. Ches. Now, Mishtatfim, now we come to something which is more halacha l'maisa, more lamas. Mishtatfim afilu b'oichel she'enoi roila. This is a very nice chiddush. You can use for the shituf a food which you're not allowed to eat. It's not fit for consumption. Now, what does that mean? It's not fit. We just finished learning that all of these things which are not fit for human consumption, if they're hard, they're dry, they're spoiled, they're raw, they're not fully developed, are not fit for the shituf. So what does it mean here that it's not roi? Im roi l'shum adam. It means it's not fit for you, but it's fit for someone else. For example, kigoin l'nazir b'yayin. Let's say we have a real nazir. Going back time of the Gemara today, we don't really have any real nazirim, or at least we shouldn't have any real nazirim today. But let's say we have a yayin, and there is in the courtyard, in one courtyard lives a nazir, and he wants to contribute wine for the shituf, it's okay. Because although it's not fit for him, it's fit for someone else. Uli Yisrael b'tsruma. A Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, the zechiv misa bidei shamayim, but it's fit for a kohanim, therefore it is fit. V'chein may oichol zeh. Let's say we have a person that, let's say the Ramah is Hanoidem Yoichel Zeh, or Nishva Shalom Yoichel, and a person makes a neder or shur, he will not eat a certain type of food, although it's not fit for him, it's fit for others, that is okay for the Shiduf. Mishtateif Boy. Let's see some of the Mishnah here. These are very interesting halachas. Mem Zayin. Mem Zayin Lisha Mishtatfim. Let's start from Mem Vav. Mishtatim, who are the lean the Eruvit Chumin, the Chain call Elu Hasifim, Akoyim Shaykh Gam, the Eruvit Chumin, the Loy, the Ruvi Chatzeros, the Ein Elo, the Pasa. First thing we have to be very clear. All of these things that we're learning now over here is only applies to Eruvit Shetufi Mivos. And for that matter, applies also to Eruvit Tichumin, which we're going to come to very soon. We're finishing up the laws of Eruv Chatzeros to Mivos. We'll get that very, very soon. On Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry more than 2,000 amos. If you want to extend your rights to walk more than 2,000 amos to 4,000 amos, you must put down on the boundary an Eruv Tichumin. So all of the leniencies that are being taught over here with regard to Shetuf Mivos apply equal to Eruv Tichumin, but not to Eruv Chatzeros. Eruv Chatzeros, the only thing that is good is bread, matzah. And that's why almost everything we're learning over here now is not really no halacha l'maisa. Because Bizman has that we do not do any more Shetufim Mavos. That's why I'm running through this so quickly. It's not a halacha l'maisa. We only do Bizman has that Eruv Chatzeros. We do one because we don't really know. We don't really know what is a mavel. In order to have the leniency of a mavel, you have to have many kulos. There has to be real chatzeros, which lead into alleyways. Today, kemat, you don't have a mavel. You'll always have a house in what you want to call the alleyway. So being that Bizman Hazeh, we don't have real alleyways, everything today is begedra chatzit. Even when it appears that it's an alleyway, in likelihood it's not an alleyway, it's a chatzit, because there are many conditions. It has to be longer, more long than it is wide, If you remember, we went all the way back a long, long time ago, we learned all of the rules of what qualifies as a halachic mavoi. And it's extremely difficult to satisfy all of the opinions. So today we assume everything is a chatzar, and we make just one big eruv chatzeros for everyone and wherever they are. And therefore the stringency of using bread is in place. Therefore you may not use in our times, do use the leniencies of the shitaf. Okay, that's one very important halacha that the Mishnah points out. Yeah.
I just think the closest place you can find this is the alleyways or the small streets in Mea Shearim.
But even there, you have people living along Mea Shearim, which their homes open up into those alleyways. So those alleyways turn into courtyards. So it's hard even there to find a real alleyway. Yeah.
I just wanted to make the point that regarding the food, that you don't have to go as far as Nazir. I mean, you could be.
Okay, he's going to give examples. Yeah. And a chanami, right, he talked about chadash, exactly. He's going to give him, the Mishnah gives examples. Okay, really out of time, so just we'll leave this for the next time. Just do one Mishnah, but then we'll leave the rest for next time. So, that's first he said that. Everything we're going to go here applies only to the Yishuv Mavos. And it applies also to the Yishuv. It does not apply to the Chatzeros. And therefore, we have to know that Bizman Azeh, all these halachas do not apply. Because Bizman Azeh, we do not have real halachic alleyways. We only have Bizman Hazeh Chatzeros. So everything here, forget about. Next, Memzai, Ulishol Bisruma. Let's say a person wants to contribute Truma towards the Shituf, and he is a Yisrael, so he is not allowed to eat Truma. Hoyl, V'chazi l'kayin. This leniency, when it comes to Shituf, Chazal said, although it's not good for you, if it's good for someone else, that's okay, and since Truma is fit for a kayin, it's okay. The Achshav, the Mishnah Brura says, what about in our times? Shekulanu Timehe Mesim, we all are Timehe Mesim, Ein Truma Tehoira Ru'uya L'Shum Adam, Kehane may not eat Truma, and therefore Ve'ein La'ariv Ba, you may not use it. Now he says something, I don't know the reason why, maybe look in the Dirshu, I didn't see the Dirshu here, however he says, Umi Kol Mokom B'Chala, what about Chala? Nashim Amafesh Chala from bread, so it appears that Chala is more lenient then Truma, B'chala, Nira Dima Arvin, you can make an Eruv Echatzeros, U'mishtatin. Fascinating Chiddush. Mem Gimel over here, he says, Nishar Tzion, he says, Ein Semen Tov, Mem Zayin, Dimin Adin, Chala Skutzel Aretz, Ril Koyin, Shetav Ali, so he answers my question, that's what he says. The reason why Bizman has said we are lenient, so first of all, Nishar Tzion says that we're discussing Chutzel Aretz. It appears that this leniency does not apply in Eretz Yisrael. Mishnah Brura was writing in Radin, in Europe, Russia. And when you're in Russia, he was writing there, and there, obviously dealing with Chutz, who was living there in Eretz Yisrael that time when the Chavetz Chaim was writing this. A very, very small yeshiv until it exploded to what it is today. But here he says that since the Chutz Yeretz Chala is only Midrabanan, and if a Kohen goes to Mikvah, the Kirio, he is allowed Me'ikir Hadin to eat the Chala. That's why it's good enough to use Chala for Eruvi Chatzeros and Shituf Mavos, even though it's not fit for a Yisrael, it's fit for a Kohen that goes to Mikvah, especially Chala B'chutz L'Yaretz. Masha Kos of Shom Ramo B'sif Beis Yesh Arim She'ein Ayin Mogen Avram Shom Shom Pesach Haminig L'Hokel B'zeh. Where do we have an application? We actually allow Kohanim to eat Chala and B'chutz L'Yaretz V'zman Hazeh. We allow this b'shas hatchak erev Pesach, because erev Pesach. Okay, that's a whole different story. I don't know the details. Erev Pesach, it turns into chametz. If you don't eat it right away, it'll turn into chametz, and so on and so forth. So there are leniencies. V'gam al ikar hagod zo nisha shema grubitzarachim. Okay, there's more to it, but he does say this over here in the Mishnah Berurah that chala can be used. Ulin mishnah yishlod lechol chadash. One more example. Let's say a person has a midrash to eat chadash. Don't eat chadash. People are machmir on this. Some machmas, some machmir on this. In moto la'ariv l'shtativ bo toli b'zeh. Why are you not eating chodosh? Anyone here machmir on chodosh? Anyone here? No one here? Anyone machmir on chodosh here? Okay, those that are machmir on chodosh. Why? So im hu noeg rak mitzad chumra. It's a chumra. It's not because I really hold from it. Then moto la'ariv l'shtativ bo. The im hu nizer b'zeh machmas tasa poiskim j'servim shu osam in adin. If the reason why you don't eat Chodesh is because you learned the halachas and you are convinced that it's also in Chutz Liaretz Me'ikar Hadin, and there are the Soloveitchik family, if I'm not mistaken, this line, they hold from that. They're very, very machban on this. I think it's Minadin, I'm not so sure that it's only in Chumrah. Gam Chutz Liaretz, Oser lo lo'ariv u'l'shtatev, but then you're not allowed to use chadash for the Erev. If everyone in the community is not using it, it's a very unique inyan of halacha, how something is oser. Two different reasons why it can be oser. Either as min l'chumra or mikar hadin. If you hold l'chumra, the halacha will change, and you can use it for the Erev and for the shidduch. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll pick this up next week.